PRI, Public Radio International.
Elvira López Hidalgo, muchísimas gracias por haber estado con nosotros y éxito para el concierto Me Sabe a Cante, que presentarás, comentarás y conducirás el próximo sábado 27 de octubre en el Teatro García Lorca de San Fernando de Henares, Madrid. Elvira, un fuerte abrazo y hasta siempre.
You can hear flamenco on the radio in 21st century Barcelona, Spain. And if you were in town on October 25th, 2012, you could hear Gustav Mahler's Symphony No. 2, played by the Pittsburgh Symphony and music director Manfred Honeck. Hola, bienvenidos. I'm Jim Cunningham. Travel with the Pittsburgh Symphony to Spain. You'll hear a performance from the Palau de la Música in Barcelona, recorded by Radio Clásica, the national classical music network in Spain. There were four performances of the Second Symphony by Gustav Mahler on this residency tour in Barcelona, Madrid, and Vienna. The residency tour took the Pittsburgh Symphony to Vienna for a week with four concerts in the home of the Vienna Philharmonic, the Musikverein, where the Pittsburgh Symphony recorded the Mahler Second for release on the Exton label. There were also tour stops in Paris, Stuttgart, Luxembourg, Frankfurt, and Cologne. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and the listeners of Classical QED 89.3. In Barcelona, the Pittsburgh Symphony was joined by the Orfeo Català, which brought together singers from Barcelona and Madrid. I spoke with choir director Josep Villa.
I must say, not that often happens that an orchestra makes the choir to sound better. And that's what happened today and 2 days ago in Barcelona. So this quality of orchestra and especially this admirable métier of the conductor who helped everyone in the right moment giving confidence, it's been kind of dream made reality.
Manfred likes it really soft. Really, yes. Really soft.
Yes, he asked, and again, and again, again, but I think he succeeded to convince us about the importance of this pianissimo. I think we will never forget that.
Josep Villa, the director of the Orfeo Català, about to sing the Second Symphony by Gustav Mahler with the Pittsburgh Symphony and Manfred Honeck. The Pittsburgh Symphony's mezzo-soprano in Barcelona was Laura Claycomb.
Did you know Manfred Honeck at all?
No, I've only heard his name. So this is my first time to work with him, which is really wonderful. He's so detail-oriented, and he likes to rehearse, which most people just want to kind of get it over with. And he's somebody who will actually let you keep trying, keep trying, keep trying, keep trying, and until he gets what he wants from you. And I mean, I guess that's a good sign, because people have told me, if he thinks you can't do it, then he won't make the effort. So we probably did, you know, one of my lines about 10 times. And yeah, so it's very interesting to have somebody ask so much in such little time, because my role in this symphony is very small. It's very much the orchestra and the Urlicht, I think, is one of the emotional high points. And I always get a bit kind of verklempt at the end. When we sing with the chorus, the big, big, big finale, which is so emotional and so beautiful. So it's a gorgeous piece, and I'm glad to be a part of it, even if I sing so very little. So, yeah, it's nice.
Mezzo-soprano Laura Claycomb. Joining the Pittsburgh Symphony for the Mahler performances in the European Residency Tour was mezzo-soprano Gerhild Romberger.
You feel you're like in heaven and very, very irdisch. Also it's a both, heaven and the earth. Mm-hmm. The contrast I love so much. And the colors in the music from Mahler, it's very special. You hear a little piece, and you know exactly it's Mahler.
Now, when you hear the sound of the Pittsburgh Symphony, is there anything in particular that strikes you?
I was so excited from the sound on the strings. So warmly and so very, 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 very beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I think the whole orchestra is, the whole orchestra sound is very beautiful. Also the winds and the brass. I like it so much. And for me, as I said, it's a pleasure to work with them because the atmosphere is so good.
Gerhild Romberger, who will hear singing Gustav Mahler's Second Symphony in just a moment on Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. The Second Symphony by Gustav Mahler is a showcase for every section of the orchestra, but the brass have an offstage brass ensemble as well as onstage. Craig Knox is the principal tuba of the Pittsburgh Symphony.
Mahler Second, it's good for the tuba. It's not one of the huge pieces for us, like Mahler 5 and Mahler 6 are the really big ones. Mahler 1 has a solo of sorts, so that's sort of on our list as well. Mahler 2 is a big ensemble piece for the brass. So there's plenty to do, but it's not quite as exposed as those other Mahler symphonies for me.
Pittsburgh Symphony Principal Tuba, Craig Knox. Gustav Mahler began his Second Symphony in Leipzig, Germany in February of 1888. The first movement he called Totenfire, intending it to be performed as a single movement tone poem. In 1901, Mahler provided a program note about the first movement. We are standing at the coffin of a beloved person. His life, struggles, sorrows, all will pass once again for the last time before the eye of our soul. What now? Is all this only a desolate dream, or does this life and this death have some sense? And we must answer this question if we are to go on living. Gustav Mahler writing about the first movement of his Second Symphony. The rest of the Mahler Second took an additional 6 years to finish. Mahler conducted the premiere of the complete Second in Berlin in 1895, hiring the orchestra at his own expense and conducting through a severe migraine headache. The Mahler Second concludes with Mahler's words, "I shall die in order to live. Arise, yes, arise, you shall, my heart, in just a moment. What you have borne will bear you to God." We'll hear the chamber choir of the Palau de la Musica and the Orfeo Català with soprano Laura Claycomb and mezzo-soprano Gerhild Romberger. Here is Manfred Honeck to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony in Gustav Mahler's Second Symphony in C minor, Resurrection.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
The Symphony No. 2 by Gustav Mahler, his second symphony in C minor, with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by music director Manfred Honeck. We heard the chamber choir of the Palau de la Musica and the Orfeo Català, prepared by Josep Villa. The choirs were joined by soprano Laura Claycomb and mezzo-soprano Gerhild Romberger. Gustav Mahler's vision of resurrection in the Second Symphony is not the traditional Christian view, but one based on self-transcendence and universal salvation. Gustav Mahler had bet the house on the success of his second when he conducted it in Berlin in 1895. The critics were almost unanimous in their scorn, but the audience enthusiasm grew throughout the performance. There were tears and gasps at the hushed entrance of the choir in the finale. Conductor Bruno Walter said that Mahler's rise as a composer can be dated from the evening of the premiere of the second, and that only Mahler and Richard Strauss could be regarded as the foremost modern German composers. Soprano Laura Claycomb was born in Corpus Christi, Texas. She grew up in Dallas, where she excelled in church and school choir, winning a number of youth competitions. She won a full scholarship to Southern Methodist University, where she completed two bachelor's degrees in vocal performance and foreign languages. Laura Claycomb has sung at La Scala and at the Houston Grand Opera and San Francisco Opera, as well as with the Pittsburgh Opera, where she sang Bellini's The Capulets and the Montagues. Gerhild Romberger grew up in Ermsland, Germany, studying to be a music teacher at the University of Detmold, the city where she lives today. She sings Baroque music, including Bach and Telemann, and contemporary music such as Wolfgang Wien. We'll return to Spain in just a moment for more from the Pittsburgh Symphony's European Residency Tour. I'm Jim Cunningham. You haven't written, and I can only say no comprendo. Take a few minutes, drop me a line, I'd love to hear from you, and I'd like to send you a free souvenir from Pittsburgh. The Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light. It will fit in your wallet, it's in the shape of a credit card, and it's just right for reading concert programs in low light. It magnifies small print. Get it free while they last with the Radio Guide, a complete list of concerts in the series, photographs of some of our soloists, a Pittsburgh Symphony history, a photograph of the orchestra at Heinz Hall, Manfred Honeck photographed in action, and his biography. It's all free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15213. You can send email to pso@wqed.org or find our website, pittsburghsymphonyradio.org. James Wilkinson is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony. Resident conductor is Lawrence Lowe. Assistant conductor, Fauzi Haymore. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio from Public Radio International.